Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, Swamp Thing was finally able to put Alec Holland to rest. And now he's going to just enjoy his life. Sadly, it doesn't last very long, because this issue is just batshit crazy. So, let's get into it. So, we started out this second issue, issue 29. And we start out this issue, and everything is just torn to shreds.
Because, well, actually, her clothes are all torn off.
Well, like, the bathroom's all a mess.
Yeah, and the kitchen, I guess, are... Oh, those are cleaners. Never. Dude, who keeps shampoo in a glass bottle?
It says shampoo. 80s, man. They used to keep everything in glass bottles.
Apparently.
That's why when they fell in the bathtub and broke, they would cut their feet and... I got nothing. But basically, what's happening here... It doesn't say Abby, but in the very first page, we see Abby on the floor in the kitchen.
Bleeding.
And basically, once she realized what was going on, she felt dirty. And even after shower and cleaning her clothes.
She says she used all the soap, all the shampoo, everything that was in the kitchen that she could use clean. She used a freaking potato brush, a wire potato brush.
To try and scrub off her skin. Like, she is in a bad place. And I love this picture of it's Abby, like, in a fetal position, holding herself. Her shoulder is rubbed raw from the potato scrubber. But the back half of her is showing, like, this demonic, creepy skeleton spider
thing
on
her booty.
And it's all in shadow, but it's creepy and looks amazingly cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty wicked. It's got this human centipede vibe, except if it was only made out of bones as opposed to actual people.
Okay. But basically, like I was saying, once she found out what was going on, she tried to get herself clean. She couldn't get clean. She did everything possible, like we said, even to the point of ripping her own skin off, and she still felt dirty. She could not clean herself. So let's go back to what exactly happened. We come back to Swamp Thing after just burying Alec to Abby. And Abby was distraught because she thought she said something wrong or did something wrong to offend Swamp Thing. And he basically says that, but because she is not understanding that Alec Holland and Swamp Thing are two different people. Even though he's told her numerous times, she hasn't been able to put that together. And that's what set him off.
Because he couldn't get rid of the past. That's basically what it was. And it was frustrating him that he couldn't get away from his past. And then she, after he sees the ghost, she calls him Alec. And he's like, fuck, bitch, listen.
Yeah. But he has finally come to terms. Like, he's like, if it makes it easier for you to call me Alec, go ahead and call me Alec. Like, I'm not Alec, but I was, in a sense, him. So I understand where you're coming from. So if it's easier for you, okay. And
I have to say, though, as far as these pictures go, off subject, but I hate the way they drew her face in the top two pictures.
It's the shading, I think, more than anything else.
And the eyebrows.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know why, but it makes her look not like she's supposed to, I guess.
Well, and I think this is more of the horror vibe that they're trying to put across, especially this issue, or these next couple of issues. Like, they're trying to make it all creepy looking. Because it's definitely not, like, because, like, here's another one. There's another one that's like...
And it's probably is just the shadow and the shading, but it makes her almost look old. Like, is what, especially in the top picture, like, when I first saw
I
thought she was old.
I can see you that one. Yeah, because she's only like 20.
She's supposed to be her late 20s or mid 20s or something.
Mid to late 20s. But yeah, no, I can agree with that, especially with the white hair, the dark streak in her hair, and then the white hair. Yeah, I can see that. The shading doesn't help.
Yeah, well, especially like here. Look at it from over there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. She looks like she's 80.
She looks like, her and my grandma went to school together or something. Well, anyways.
They might have.
But they hug, and they're friends again.
But here's something I find funny, just a real quick aside.
Smells good.
Well, that. Just odd. You know, this whole entire time, she's been calling him a name that he doesn't want. And the minute that he's mad about it, the minute he blows up on her, she's like, oh no, what did I do wrong? And then he's like, okay, if you want to call me that, fine. And she's like, I can? Yay! It's like, she literally wore him down.
I'm wearing you down.
Thank you, Urkel.
But did you notice that they are really friends because she's doing the butt out hug right there?
You know, that's the second arc that's involved somebody's butt that we've done. The last one was Daredevil, where he was attacking Stiltman with his butt. Dakota made sure to mention that every chance he got.
Stiltman?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Anyways, but she's nose deep in some smell good swamp thing. It smelled good.
We jump forward just a little bit.
Actually, this is jumping back, isn't it?
No, from this point.
Oh, okay. Like,
from the point of Swamp Thing and her.
Yeah, yeah.
We jump forward to Abby and Matt. Matt has got three surprises for her. The first surprise is a brand new home.
A big
fucking mansion, dude.
Ridiculous.
They're in Louisiana, right?
Down in the bayou.
Yeah. So, like, that's a fucking mansion.
Yeah. Well, you know, a bunch of rich, you know, plantation owners. Makes sense.
Yeah. And she is...
Never guess what he had to do to get it, though.
Well, but we know.
They don't.
That's fair.
So they can just imagine.
But they probably read this.
You don't know.
That's fair.
Maybe they're listening to this say they don't have to read it.
Dun, 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 yeah, we should probably do a better job of explaining this, huh?
Nah.
Okay. her face when she sees this house is like...
The same face that she gave him or when he gave her the third surprise, if you know what I mean. No, I'm just kidding. No.
But no, her face is like, what the... How the...
Like how, stark disbelief.
Yeah. Perfect. Yes. Because... It's a goddamn mansion. And this is a guy who did not have a job.
Doesn't have a week ago. As far as she knows, still doesn't have a job.
True.
And then,
But that's what the second surprise.
And she's only working, at one place. And I assume it's only part time that she's working there because she spends a lot of time out in the swamp.
Yeah, but she also spends a lot of time there the last
arc. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. The last arc she was there.
All 3 days she was there. I don't know. But yeah, second surprise is.
Well, I guess we should probably go through.
Yeah.
They go through the house.
One thing I want to point out, the middle panel, the mirror.
She looks like she's pregnant.
Well, that. But, like, the mirror, I thought that was a picture at first.
So did I. And that's why when it was pregnant, I was going to point that out to you because I didn't realize it was a mirror until you just said it.
Well,
I was going to say she looked like she was pregnant and he looks like he's a skeleton.
Oh, he's definitely a skeleton. Like the second thumb through, I saw that. The only reason I realized it was a mirror was, I think, two issues from now when Swamp Thing walks in and it's got like his outline here and then him in profile in the mirror. I get it now. But yeah, you're right. Like even if she wasn't pregnant, the fact that you can definitely tell that it's a fucking skeleton, skull,
yeah.
Like his from face Matt. Is amazing. But yeah, the house looks immaculate. Or the mansion looks immaculate. And she's like, well, how can you afford all this? Like, we can't afford it on just my job. And that's when he says he's got a second surprise, which is a brand new job. Over at Black River Recorporations. And she... One thing, I don't know if you know this... Right at the beginning, you see the
skulls in the windows. Yeah. See, when I first saw it, and this was the second thing,
mm-hmm.
I literally thought he was taking her. Well, I mean, I guess he kind of was, but you know, like
take her to the Bone Town.
Yeah. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Sorry.
Later.
Whoops. But he introduced her to everybody there. Like he introduced her to his boss, Eric Loveday. And then they walk in, and the first picture that we see, which is from Abby's perspective, is all of these dead, decrepit beings
looks like a bunch of zombies basically just sitting there in four in many different states of
decomposition.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it quickly, like as soon as they open up the door all the way, quickly shows everybody looking human again, and we are introduced to. Did they say it all? Yeah, right here, next page. We're introduced to.
Let's see,
Betty Montclair, Gus Pritchett, Sarah Parks, and Mark Newell. And they're all just
kind of standing there staring.
I would say like dead-eyed almost.
Yeah, like they don't really have much going on upstairs.
Well, I mean, they got something going on because we will see that in the next issue. But it's... She's saying hi to them and she's being friendly, but they're all just... I don't know. She's just getting this odd vibe from them. So they go back out to the car, and she asks about the third surprise. You said you had three surprises for me.
And he says he'll save that one for later. Let's go home.
And so they go home, and we get...
Giggity.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, we have two different conflicting dialogues here. So I'll read the dialogue of, I guess, the house, and you can read the blue... Or the, like, you agree?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
All right, so it starts out. It was her home, and she and Matt owned it, and it was beautiful. She wasn't thinking about anything else.
And then she says, why wasn't she thinking about anything else? And Matt...
Matt had changed so much. All the weakness and despair had gone, leaving a new strength and unfamiliar confidence.
And then they went inside.
And then there was...
It says no, but you can tell by the picture
the
it
picture
was yes.
The picture is them...
basically
getting close.
Yeah, they're naked laying in bed. I mean, you can tell they're in bed.
Yeah.
And he's caressing her shoulder while nibbling on the back of it, maybe?
Kinda. And then Nexa says, and then there was the...
And then she said, no, it didn't happen. But it shows them kissing, and then the next picture is them laying in bed. And again, you get the view from the mirror.
I don't know why the mirror is reflecting that.
Right, because the bed is behind the mirror. Yep. But again, Skull Boy and
yep, her.
The bad thing. They did the bad thing.
What I'm piecing together is that
he stuck it in her butt.
Well, that. But the conversation we're getting here is her remembering what's going on, playing it back through her head, and she's trying to not change the narrative, but yeah,
block out the,
what actually happened.
Yeah.
The bad thing. Because then we go back to her...
This is where they get the phrase, hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. No, that's not really true.
Honestly, I've never heard that phrase before.
What? Anyways.
Okay.
You're older than I am.
By like a year.
Yep.
We jump back to Swamp Thing and...
Oh, actually, we're kind of missing out on her...
Yeah, I'm skipping that
naked
part.
In the bugs.
Because that doesn't really say anything.
And like, she's got blonde hair. Like that threw me
just
off.
I would say just the art style.
Okay, because that threw me off a bit.
Because her skin is
normal
oranger.
Colored.
No.
No, I meant normal colored for a normal human. Okay. not for her because she's always pretty pale.
Yeah.
So it happens to be spend all your time in the swamp.
But Swamp Thing looks pretty green.
He's
got a lot of color.
He spends too much time in the swamp because he's green.
That's fair. We pan over the Swamp Thing real quick, and he sees.
We should
this.
Point out that this is part of her dream.
Is it though?
That's what she says. That she's part of. She's in his dream now.
Okay. Well, in his dream,
he finds a dead bird. Well,
but that was moving. Why was it moving?
We don't know because we go back to the Terrebonne Parish Public Library, where there is no parking at any time.
That sucks. I'd hate to go to that library.
No parking at the library. They must not have a Stax there.
Oh.
Anyways.
So, Abby walks in. She asks the librarian where they keep their psychology books. So the librarian points her in the direction.
Well, actually, she says she's looking for psychology books, and then the librarian says, psychology or psychiatry? And then she says, I don't know, I'm working with autistic kids. And she goes, oh, psychology's over in the corner.
So she takes her over there. Oh, well, no. Abby goes over there and looks. Trips and drops a bunch of books.
No, there's no tripping. She literally is sitting there going to grab a book and then just knocks everything off the shelf. Like, look, she literally didn't... She's not stepping anywhere. She just literally, like, grabs a book and,
but
like...
she's, whoa. Like, her body is moving forward like she tripped.
She's like, fuck you, books. Yeah. And look, you can see my theory here in a minute that she was just saying fuck you to all these books.
Oh, because when she's starting to pick them up, she finds the one book about Sarah Parks and then
Sally,
leaves it.
Sally Parks.
Oh, that's just... Okay. About Sally Parks and just leaves all the rest of the books?
Yeah.
Is that why?
She yeah.
says fuck the books?
And then this guy's like, titty.
No.
TTI, dude.
Anyway.
I think he was trying to tisk her, but...
I think you're right. Well, because he did already... As soon as she knocked the books down and she was about to say, oh shit, that he shushed her real quick. So, yeah, you're probably right.
Yep.
And this is where we kind of pick up from, at the beginning. She starts putting everything together. Sally Parks was an individual.
A murderer.
That murdered 15 people.
15 people in 15 different ways.
Yes. And then she was shot and killed. I think she was shot and killed.
Shot in the head, yeah.
Yeah. And that happened...
in 1964.
So it would have been at least 20 years prior. But she saw her yesterday. Or even
and it shows
earlier,
like,
that day.
And the picture in the thing actually shows one that looks just like... Because I went back and looked.
Yeah.
It looks just like the woman that standing in the front... right there.
Yeah, because that's Sally Parks.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
That's why she was, you know.
The verse right here.
Yeah.
Actually looks more like that.
Well, yeah.
Where she was shot in the head. The decrepit one that Abby saw.
No, but if you look.
Yeah.
You look right here and then right there. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, this is where Abby starts to piece everything together that what the hell is going on. Matt's been acting differently. This Sally is dead. Is everybody else dead? Is Betty? Is Gus? Is Eric? Like, what is going on? And, like, she realizes what recorporation means.
Well, and then she knows the Black River and where it was heading.
Do you have any idea about that?
The River Styx.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Black River. It's the River of the Dead. You know, you have to cross it.
Yeah, there. Okay. I didn't look it up because I didn't have time.
Then she says that, you know, she remembers where the smell, or what the smell was reminding her of. And, you know.
Smell of burning, of the burning anthill.
His name, his signature, scrawled in acid.
Yep.
And his name slams into her mind, and her knees buckle before its awful force.
And this is where she rips off all her clothes, trying to clean herself, burn her clothes, burn everything away, get rid of everything.
Okay, real quick, what the hell is she holding up to her panties right there?
A lighter. Because
it looks like a piece of chalk.
Right? But, I mean, which, okay, so yes, I know it's a lighter because the first, what page, like right when we start out, you see the matchbook.
Yeah,
right which here. Doesn't make sense if that's a lighter, but... It's sitting there right by...
Because she said that her hands were too shaky to get the matches keep going. So
okay.
that's why I was wondering what the hell she was holding in her hand right there.
So that makes...
And then it goes through her, you know, scrubbing with all the soap, with perfume, yep. Scraping her skin off.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for her. So then we're back up to present. And she gets up and she puts on fresh clothes. I will say, apparently, all she ever has is jeans and a pink t-shirt.
Yep.
Because even the clothes she took off
were
jeans
pink,
and a pink t-shirt.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Actually, she was wearing a pink dress, I think.
Was it a dress?
Maybe.
I thought it was...
Yeah, it was a dress.
Okay, purple dress. Yeah.
Yeah, pink, purple.
Yeah, either way.
So she does have two different changes of clothes.
Okay. But, I mean, this is the one, like, in all of last issue, that's all she wore.
Yeah.
So that's her go-to.
Look, those are her
outfit.
Comfy clothes, all right?
Hey. I wear shorts with my comfy clothes.
She bought the same three shirts and the same three pairs of jeans so that way she could know that she had a comfy pair to wear every day.
Yep. Hey.
I mean, I've actually thought about that, and it's not a bad idea, especially if you find a pair that's comfy and then you go back to find them again.
And they're gone.
And they're gone.
I've had that happen to me before. Nah, that's not fun.
But anyway, she's talking to herself, like basically mumbling to herself a little crazily, like, you know, I've got to find my clothes. I got to get out of here. I got to get out quick before. And then she opens the door, and here's Matt. With all of his friends from work.
Yep.
Which, and again, if you notice when they're walking in the door...
Oh, yeah,
she looks dead.
They're all creepy and
yeah.
in shadow. And Well, then even as soon as Matt's talking to her, we're gonna start using Matt in quotation because Abby knows who it is. Matt's quotation is not, you know, he's done playing.
Definitely not himself.
Yeah. And
is there something wrong?
All of the friends start to grab Abby, and we see on the next page, we see them pulling her, like, back while Matt is holding her.
And says...
Because he's trying to... The entire time, he's trying to get her to say who he is.
Yeah, what do you want to say? Or what do you want me to say? And he says, well, that's easy. And then he says, you know, this time where they're pulling her arms back and he's got a hold of her hair and he says, just say uncle.
Yeah. And all of the friends are, like I said, decrepit.
Yeah.
The ghostly, ghastly figures. We see Arcane, Anton Arcane.
In the silhouette background.
Because the fly was Anton Arcane that went into Matt and has taken over his body.
And I'd just like to point out the disgusting incest that happened the previous day.
Now, is it incest? Because it was Matt's body, but okay, it was Anton's presence. Here's a
good question, because in one of the books I read, one of the main characters basically lends his body to his uncle so that his uncle can spend one last night with his wife because his body is breaking down. They do it through a magic thing anyways.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, she gets pregnant with a kid from that, which, you know, is technically his uncle's kid, but it's also his kid. So, anyways, it's not as bad in the book as it sounds like I'm talking.
Sure. The last page here, we see Swamp Thing picking up that bird. This is why I don't know if it was actually a dream or not, but whatever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's why it was part of a dream, was because he was picking up the bird that was full of bugs.
Gotcha.
Which is a, you know...
It was an omen.
Innuendo to...
Yeah, he knew... He doesn't really say if he knows or not, but he saw the bird, bugs were in the bird, which made it move. He was shocked, and then he just walks away. So, he may know, he may not know, but this is also an individual that will definitely read omens... And if the green is in any kind of flux, he knows
what's going on. Yeah.
So, and that's how we end the second issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.